This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Tonight, the indictment against Donald Trump unsealed. 37 federal counts. The new details, as prosecutors allege felony violations of national security laws, endangering America's military, and conducting a conspiracy to obstruct justice. Here are tonight's headlines. These photos, evidence from prosecutors claiming that Donald Trump left America's top secrets in a ballroom, a bathroom, and a bedroom of his Florida resort.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong.
New reporting tonight from our team.
Dangerously bad air still affects millions of Americans due to wildfires in Canada.
This weekend into early next week, a system will come through, direct the smoke away from the U.S.
In the eastern part of the country, Ukrainian troops have stepped up offensive operations around the beleaguered city of Bakhmut, which was only recently taken by Russian troops.
The main suspect in the disappearance of U.S. teenager Natalie Holloway has been arraigned in an Alabama court.
Paying with plastic, the shocking new data, Americans owe nearly $1 trillion in credit card debt.
They are wandering to a Northeast D.C. neighborhood. It showed up a little before 7 o'clock and got rather comfortable in the tree.
Is this a bear in the tree? And I was like, praise God.
Roderick Duncan says real change never happens overnight.
Look at you, man.
Homeless?
Homeless guy. He had to be.
And he kept coming back.
He kept coming back. Some people need more than one chance. You always have to work on you. If you got consistency and discipline, something's going to work.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. We begin tonight with a historic moment in our nation's 247 years, a federal indictment revealing extraordinary and grave criminal counts facing Donald Trump and the charges that his actions have endangered U.S. national security. This is it right here, the 49-page indictment. It was unsealed today for everyone who wants to read it, and it is breathtaking in its scope and devastating in its detail. There are 37 counts against Donald Trump, including the voluminous evidence prosecutors have unearthed in an investigation that lasted more than a year. We are also seeing for the first time photos of boxes containing America's most sensitive secrets scattered across Mar-a-Lago. One picture shows documents spilled onto the floor. The evidence also includes tape recordings of a conversation in which Donald Trump showed a group of people without the proper clearance highly sensitive military plans. And the concern is this: if such a plan were to be compromised or leaked, it could significantly endanger our U.S. military troops. Well, the indictment today also accuses Trump of illegally holding documents concerning the U.S. nuclear program and more top secret Pentagon plans. We have full coverage and analysis of the indictment, but and CBS's Catherine Herridge will start us off from outside the Department of Justice. Good evening, Catherine.
Nor the Justice Department has never been here before. The indictment of a former president on multiple charges. If convicted, Donald Trump could face fines or significant jail time.
The 49-page indictment says Donald Trump and a longtime aide, Walt Nauta, engaged in a conspiracy to keep classified documents he had taken with him from the White House and to hide and conceal them. These new photographs from court filings show government documents strewn throughout Mar-a-Lago, boxes stored in a public ballroom, piled carelessly in a bathroom, tucked under a water pipe, and tossed on a storage room floor. Some of the documents, prosecutors say, were marked top secret, off limits to foreign nationals, some relating to nuclear weapons capabilities of the U.S. and its adversaries, as well as sensitive U.S. military planning.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Special Counsel Jack Smith made his first public statement about the investigation, but took no questions.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Making the case that the former president obstructed justice, the indictment quotes an alleged conversation between Trump and his lawyer, with Trump saying, "Wouldn't it be better if we just told them we don't have anything here?" and suggesting that his attorney hide or destroy documents that were demanded by a subpoena.
If you, as the principal, are instructing your attorney to basically make false or unlawful statements to federal agents, that in and of itself can be a crime.
The criminal charges grew out of a 14-month investigation. Prosecutors say over 100 documents marked classified were recovered during an FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Prosecutors say they have an audio recording of Trump where he apparently acknowledges he has classified information. CBS News has learned that in the recording, he describes a Pentagon memo about Iran that includes secret and highly confidential information. "As president, I could have declassified, but now I can't," he allegedly said. Trump also showed a political aide a classified map related to a military operation, acknowledging he shouldn't be sharing it. The indictment uses Trump's 2016 campaign statements against him.
"In my administration, I'm going to enforce all laws concerning the protection of classified information. No one will be above the law."
Thursday night, Mr. Trump began fundraising off his indictment.
"I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong."
Seen golfing Friday morning at his New Jersey club, Trump also posted, "Jack Smith is a Trump hater, a deranged psycho that shouldn't be involved in any case having to do with justice, other than to look at Biden as a criminal, which he is." Trump's rival for the Republican nomination, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, came to his defense, calling the charges a weaponization of federal law enforcement. President Biden insisted to reporters he had no contact with the attorney general about the case.
"I have not spoken at all. I'm not going to speak to him. No comment on what happened."
The Republican House Speaker had a dire warning.
"This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we are not going to stand for it."
Law enforcement officials tell CBS News the U.S. Secret Service is working with the U.S. Marshals and Florida Police to develop a comprehensive security plan for the court appearance on Tuesday in Miami. Nora, there are already calls for protest.
Catherine Herridge, thank you. For more reporting and analysis, let's bring in our incredible team, CBS Chief Election and Campaign Correspondent Robert Costa and CBS Chief Political Analyst and Senior National Correspondent John Dickerson. Great to have both of you here, Robert. All right, reading through this indictment, it looks like the special counsel has a lot of evidence, including from Donald Trump's former attorney.
Usually attorney-client privilege protects conversations between someone like former President Trump and his former attorney Evan Corcoran from ever seeing the light of day. But prosecutors believe during the course of this investigation, a crime took place that Trump might have suggested some criminal activity. So they had a crime fraud exception, and a judge granted all of the notes from Evan Corcoran in these large art school sketchbooks plus voice memos to be part of the evidence. That's now in the trove in the hands of the special counsel. Evan Corcoran's not the only former Trump lawyer tonight. A shakeup in the Trump legal team. Two of the top attorneys now gone. A white shoe attorney named Todd Blanche is now leading the effort. Trump thinks he's a killer.
And John, this indictment too, it really places Donald Trump at the center of the conspiracy.
My boxes, that's the way the former president referred to this sensitive material, according to the indictment. And that term for me makes really explains how personal his role in this was. He didn't have these materials because of some clerical mix up or because some lawyers maneuvered him into it. He gave orders to take this material and then store it at Mar-a-Lago. And then when the subpoenas came, he had them move my boxes from bedroom to bathroom. And why did he want this sensitive material for national purpose? He wanted it to settle personal scores and to brag.
Because he had many opportunities to turn them over, give them back.
What's extraordinary about the indictment is it starts after the subpoena was issued, which is to say, if the subpoena was issued and he'd handed it over, as his lawyers were arguing, maybe this doesn't happen.
And Robert, the Justice Department does operate independently. President Biden was asked today about this. He said, not going to comment. But can he continue that if this trial goes on in the middle of an upcoming presidential campaign?
Sources close to President Biden tell CBS News tonight that the president would like to do anything but talk about former President Trump. But he knows that privately and now publicly, Trump remains an open wound on the American scene and a shadow over his presidency. He can try to avoid it as much as he wants, but Trump is the front runner in the Republican race, and he might be facing off against him next year.
And John, on that point, since he is the front runner, what does this mean for the Republican Party?
He's the front runner. Everybody's rallied around him. Why? Because he's made this a test of party. Any Republican who criticizes former President Donald Trump is giving aid and comfort to the Biden White House or to the Democrats. So they rally around him. The challenge for Republicans is they may be out of sync with the country. In a January CBS poll, 75% said this was a worthy investigation. Well, if people think it's a worthy investigation, they might find the conclusions worthy. And you don't want to be out of step with the country when they can read a relatively simple narrative, which is that the president had highly sensitive stuff. He wasn't supposed to, and he lied about it. That's a pretty easy political narrative to understand for a voter.
And Robert, in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty. He will have a jury trial. But if Donald Trump were convicted, how would that affect his political future?
Nora, this might be hard to believe. I didn't believe it when I first heard it. But according to all of the top law professors and legal experts in this country, even if you're in prison, you can run for the presidency and serve in the White House. That's our system. They allow that to happen.
That is extraordinary.
We're in extraordinary times.
We are once again. It's so good to have both of you and all your reporting and analysis. Robert Costa, John Dickerson, thank you so much. We turn now to the hazardous smoke that's been clogging much of the sky along the East Coast. At last, the air quality is slowly improving after several days of a thick, unhealthy haze caused by hundreds of wildfires across Canada. So what will the air quality be like this weekend? Fingers crossed. Let's bring in meteorologist Chris Warren from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Nora. While you will likely notice some hazy skies this weekend with some smoke around, a lot of that smoke and haze will be higher up in the atmosphere, so it should be safe to go outside for most people, getting back to more normal conditions, again, with the exception of a little bit more haze in the atmosphere. And you see here, we're in the good category for air quality to moderate, not even quite to the unhealthy for sensitive group. So again, should be safe to be going outside and getting done what you need to get done this weekend across a lot of the Northeast. And then even better air quality can be expected as we get more of a southerly flow, keeping the smoke to the north. And Nora, there will be some rain for the wildfires, likely not enough to put them out, but any little bit helps.
Thank you so much. Now to the war in Ukraine. A U.S. official tells CBS News Ukraine's long-awaited counteroffensive is underway. New drone video reportedly shows Ukrainian forces hitting Russian targets near the decimated city of Bakhmut. Battles are also taking place on the front lines near the Kherson region, which flooded this week when a crucial dam was destroyed. Russian troops continue to attack the area as thousands try to escape to dry land.
Now to the case connected to the disappearance and suspected murder of American teenager Natalie Holloway nearly 20 years ago in Aruba. Today, the prime suspect, Jorn Vandersloot, was arraigned in an Alabama courthouse on charges of extortion and wire fraud. CBS's Janet Shamlian was there as Vandersloot pleaded not guilty.
Jorn Vandersloot, no longer in Peru, now facing justice in a U.S. courtroom. The prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, not charged in her suspected 2005 murder, but with allegedly trying to extort money from her family to tell them what happened to her. The Dutch national, in a white T-shirt and jeans, refused a translator and pleaded not guilty. The 35-year-old was extradited from Peru, where he's serving time for the murder of a 21-year-old woman. Peruvian officials granted the U.S. temporary custody so he could face charges in Birmingham, near Holloway's hometown. Mark White represents Dave Holloway, Natalie's father.
These are not murder charges.
No.
So can it be justice?
It can be accountability and perhaps maybe opportunity for the truth to finally to come out.
Vandersloot was one of the last people seen with Holloway leaving a club in Aruba before she went missing during a high school graduation trip. He was twice arrested, but never charged. Then in 2010, he asked Natalie's mother, Beth, for $250,000. Holloway paid $25,000 as part of an FBI sting. The information was false. Beth Holloway was in court today. In a statement, she said, "It has been a very long and painful journey, but we are finally getting justice for Natalie."
No, it's been a long time, and we're happy that this day has come.
Vandersloot was appointed a public defender. No trial date has been set. If convicted, he would serve time in the U.S. only after he finishes that murder sentence in Peru. And on that, he has 15 years left. Nora.
Janet Shamlian, thank you. There's good news tonight on the health of Pope Francis. 2 days after undergoing a hernia operation, the Pope gave thanks on Twitter to all who offered prayers and support. The Vatican says the 86-year-old pontiff was able to get out of bed and work from a chair in his hospital room today. Americans now hold a record amount of credit card debt. What's contributing to the problem? That's next.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Americans are digging themselves into a deep financial hole, approaching $1 trillion in credit card debt. The nation's record-high credit card debt now stands at nearly $988 billion. That's around $5,700 per person. Those between 40 and 49 years old have the most debt among all age brackets, with about $7,600 on their cards. High interest rates and inflation are adding to the problem. People in a Washington, D.C. neighborhood had no choice but to grin and bear it when this furry visitor dropped by. Brr, that's coming up. Folks who live just a few miles northeast of our studio here in D.C. had a wild encounter today with a black bear. It was spotted in a tree this morning, prompting police to close off the street. After about 2 hours, the bear finally climbed down and was safely tranquilized and relocated. A bear in D.C. is said to be relatively rare. The last time one was spotted in the district was more than 5 years ago. Right up next, we go on the road to a Memphis gym where lifting spirits carries more weight.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Finally tonight, CBS's Steve Hartman goes on the road with a Memphis gym owner who found building muscle is nothing compared to building someone's character.
It's okay.
Here at the God Body Gym in Memphis, owner Roderick Duncan says real change never happens overnight.
10.
But he says it always starts in an instant.
7.
Or in this case, an instant
4
cup of coffee.
2. Time.
A few months ago, Roderick says he noticed someone behind his gym.
Saw this guy sitting in the vehicle.
He says the man was sleeping in one of his old cars.
Homeless? Homeless guy. He had to be.
So, camera rolling, he opened the door and told him to get out.
Come on, get up out of my car, man.
And because the door doesn't lock, the next day, same problem.
Look at you, man.
And he kept coming back.
He kept coming back.
And so it went. Until Roderick tried a different approach.
Before I could knock on the window, I said, you know what? I came back in here, I made him a cup of coffee.
And on those grounds, Roderick began to build a relationship with 24-year-old Brian Taylor. He learned about his troubled childhood and his drinking problem, and then got him some clothes, took him to get an ID, and drove him to job interviews. He even gave him a spot on his couch.
Brian says he couldn't be more grateful, but he doesn't always show it, whether not following the rules or violating a trust. Roderick says there have been many times over the past few months where he's told Brian, that's it, that's the last straw. And every time, it's not.
Some people need more than one chance. You know, some people, it takes a while for most kids to stop bumping their head. You always have to work on you.
And that patience may be the greatest gift he's given this young man.
Everything you did yesterday is what got you in the situation today. So everything you do today is going to be preparing you for tomorrow.
And both men agree. Tomorrow is looking brighter.
I got a job. I got more confidence. I got a smile on my face.
Good thing. Because Roderick says if Brian messes up one more time, he's done helping.
That's it.
Why do I not believe that?
Well, I don't believe it either.
Unconditional love.
It's crazy.
Forgiveness to a fault. Steve Hartman on the road in Memphis.
That's just the extra help he needed. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night and have a great weekend.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.